if this is true that it did happen, that a woman poured boiling water over a four-year-old child, did that mother lose her four-year-old or five-year-old child? This settlers. What prompted this woman to do that? Something. Something set this woman off. Was she right? Probably not. But I can't tell you that because, again, a mother bear, a tiger, whatever, will protect and will lash out. Again, was it right? No. There are conflicting stories about where the natives were marched as they were going to, where was Mankato, or wherever they were being herded. There is conflicting stories that they didn't even come close to Nuaum. And there are stories that they went right through downtown Nuaum. If they did go right through Nuaum, that was the most stupid thing that our leaders could have done. Because you know there's anger. And maybe it was intentional to stir up more trouble. I don't know how I would feel if someone broke into my house tonight and raped my wife. I don't know how I would react tomorrow or next week if I see that person. If my granddaughter would lose her life because somebody drove by and was firing a gun and she happened to be hit, and I would see that person walking down the street right now, I don't know. I can tell you. I could not tell you what my response would be. Hopefully, I would be able to control my anger. But I'm looking at you square in the face, and I tell you that I don't know if I could control my anger. That's my little granddaughter. That's a love of my life. And my wife would probably be right alongside of me because she's really special to us. So for me to look back at this settler who probably had to flee and leave her home, maybe lost her child, and then finally came back to Nuaum, and all of a sudden the natives are walking by, however they were brought, whether they were in chains or however they were handled. Had the tables been turned? Had the soldiers been paraded through a Dakota camp? What would the response be?